Good evening, everyone. This is Lane Winsett, National Consultant with Ambit Energy. We're so happy to have you here on St. Patrick's Day. I hope you guys had a wonderful St. Patty's Day and got an opportunity to maybe partake in some green spuds and also making sure that you got some good corned beef hash there. We have a special guest tonight. We're so excited to have him on the call, and I want to thank you guys for joining us tonight. It's my pleasure to introduce one of the top trainers in our company and somebody who has had tremendous success in building not only a strong organization but helping others do the same, Mr. Aldridge Jack, Executive Consultant. Are you there, Aldridge?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. Welcome so much to the call. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I know that what you're going to be talking about, because we talked a little earlier about what I believe is one of the most important topics that people need to really fine-tune to be successful in this business, and that is called follow-up, because you can go out and prospect, you can talk to a lot of people, you can get a lot of business cards and collect a lot of names and numbers, but if you don't follow up, you're not going to be successful. So I'm so excited to hear some of the information that you're going to be sharing with us tonight. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Aldridge. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you so much. And good evening to everybody. If you don't know who I am, my name is Executive Consultant. I'm Aldridge Jack. Some people do say my nickname is AJ, which is stands for Awesome Job, but I do prefer to be called Aldridge Jack because my parents named me that. So I do want to thank Lane for putting the call together and corporate. I also want to thank my personal sponsors, which is Julia and Emerson Fuentes. And also I want to thank my national consultants, which is Rose and Kevin Duncan, because we have a great big team, and we want to make sure that we always acknowledge the people that's always been helping us, if that makes sense. So a little bit about my background story. If you don't know my story, I was a top elementary school teacher. I worked for Houston Independent School District. That's in Houston for almost 10 years. And I got to the point where I told myself I wanted to be a principal. So I didn't miss a day of school. I did everything I had to do to go out of my way and, you know, put myself through Harris County Department of Education to be a principal. And so once I got to the part where I was supposed to become an assistant principal, that first year, which was back in August of 2018, I got a call telling me that my mom was being rushed to the hospital for a blood transfusion. So when she was rushed to the hospital for a blood transfusion, I kept thinking, what about those kids? What about my job? And so I thanked two of my colleagues that told me after school, don't worry about this job. This job could always replace you. Always worry about your family first. So I went to go check on my mom and my dad. And my mom, I saw that she was already diagnosed since 2015, and it was very severe when I went to go see her that day. So when I got back to the actual school the next day, I remember one of my colleagues told me, said, you'll never get another mom again. Mr. Jack, stop worrying about this school. Stop worrying about being assistant principal. And so I remember that colleague helped me realize, because I already became an executive consultant. I became an executive consultant that was already, when she told me that, I was on my way to be an executive consultant at that time, but I realized I knew if I became an executive consultant, I would have that cash flow that would help me, that would make sense, getting that monthly residual income. So my other colleague, she told me, she says, I'm going to go see, after working 30 years, she says, if I go retire, how much money would I make after taxes? And when she came back and she told me after putting in 30 years, and I already put in already 10 years, she told me she wouldn't even make $1,000 $1,000 for herself to take care of herself. So she told me she could not resign or retire from the school. So that made me realize that if I kept my side hustle, which I call it a side hustle, in my spare time going, then I can actually, you know, be able to spend more time with my family, which I was able to do that from August of 2018 until my mom passed away October 8, 2018. Now, if you didn't know, when I started Ambit, you know, basically it was just in January 5th of 2018. So I had no idea what was going on or what was going to happen to me. But one thing I would say that helped me, because the topic is talking about follow-up strategies, the first thing that we always do when I joined Ambit on January the 5th, 2018, is that we make a vision board. So that's one thing I can say, that Julia, Emerson, Rose, and Kevin, they always expose us to making a vision board. A vision board is great because you get to put all the things that you want to do from your family, your friends, your personal things, your goals in life. So those are things that I think that a lot of times people don't take the time. Every year, my team makes a vision board. We try to get together as a team to team build in December, and we're making a vision board that next following year. So for me, the vision board is something that I look at every day when I wake up, when I go to bed. That keeps me focused. Those are my follow-ups. Those are my goals that I have set for me that are higher-order thinking skills, okay? Now, I'll tell you a book. I read a lot of books, and I do encourage my team. The first book that I read when I was in the school that actually kept me with positive energy and keeping me going is called The Energy Buzz. If you haven't read that book, The Energy Buzz, it's an easy read. My favorite author in the world, we're still great friends. It's been 9 years since I read that book, and I always encourage people on my team to read that book because it's all about what? Positive energy. If you don't know how to spell John, he spells his name J-O-N, and the last name is Gordon, G-O-R-D-A-N. That book is the book that I always have my team, I have my leadership, I have everything, even have an action plan in the back of the book. So if you don't know how to create an action plan, guess what? The back of the book will tell you, but the book is all about positive energy, how to actually have the 10 steps to keep any team, any culture, any school, any kind of business going. So I live by those, you know, those values, because to me it's very powerful for me. So the other book that I would say after The Energy Buzz book that helped me really, really strategically when you're actually trying to talk to people and follow up people is called Ninja Selling. If you don't know what Ninja Selling is, it's a great book. The author name is Larry Kendall, and that's L-A-R-R-Y. Last name is K-E-N-D-A-L-L. So in that book, he teaches you an acronym, and I love the acronym because it's called FORD. FORD is F as in Frank, O as in ox, R as in rabbit, D as in dog. So the F stands for family or friends. The O stands for occupation. The R stands for recreational. And the D stands for dreams. So when you're meeting somebody, like if I'm meeting Lane, for example, and I'm trying to prospect him, I'm just taking notes either in my brain or in a notebook or a sheet of paper. I'm asking him, how's your family and your friends? He's going to tell me whatever you got to say. I'm going to ask him, how's his occupation? What does he do? He's going to tell me whatever he got to say. I'm going to say, what's your recreational? What do you like to do in your spare time? He's going to tell me that. And the last thing I ask people is that, what are your dreams? And the two things that I'm listening for when I'm trying to build that rapport with him, I'm listening for his pain or pleasure. So whatever he tells me, the pain or pleasure, that's how I know how to follow up with him. And I teach my team to always do the letter A, B, and B as in Victor, which is always bring value. So when I'm there at the networking event or when I'm meeting him anywhere or if I get the business card or I don't really like to take business cards, so I actually ask for the real number to put in my phone. I actually save the number there on the spot. I text back right away and says, it was nice meeting you, Lane. Today is Sunday. I'll say, have a spiritual Sunday. And I'll say, this is Aldridge Jack, and that's it. I don't say anything about Ambit. I don't say anything about, you know, it's a business. I don't say anything about electricity. I'm just making sure that I'm getting his name and number saved in the phone. I'm texting him back right away. My goal is to have his text message back to him at least by the end of the event or at least by the end of the night or at least first thing in the morning. I have to make sure I send a text and I said, it was nice meeting you, Lane. My name is Aldridge Jack. And just say, have a spiritual Sunday because today is Sunday, right? I didn't say anything about Ambit. I didn't say anything about the business. I didn't say anything about electricity. So from there, I'm just trying to get to know the person first, if that makes sense. So that's the one thing that I recommend to my team and people that I know that I train all the time. The other book that also helped me too, because I'm a book fanatic, is called The Power of One More. And this book is by Ed Milet. In the book, Ed Milet, he teaches you a whole bunch of strategies, right? But my most popular strategy that I like, he teaches you how to time block. So if you don't know how to time block means, for example, you get a sheet of paper, like I have my planner in front of me, right? And on my planner, I'm going to break into three columns. The first column on the top is going to say 6 a.m. to 12 noon. The middle column is going to say 12 noon to 6 p.m. The third column is going to say 6 p.m. to midnight. I only put my most important things in the time block, if that makes sense. So that's where it keeps me organized to make sure I know what to do, what my schedule is, and it helps me prepare when I need to follow up, if that makes sense. So back to my story, when I told you when I came into the business, I started on January 5th, 2018. I did my vision board with our team on January 6th, 2018, and I became a regional consultant. It was April the 19th, 2018. Now, when I first started the business, I'll tell you just like this, the less you say, the more you make. So if you try to say too much at one time when you first started to people, it's too much. If I was to meet Lane, I'm not going to tell him everything about my story. I'm just trying to get to know him by using the acronym I told you forward. And from there, I'm just getting his name and number, right? That's all I'm doing. And I'm going to follow up with him. When I try to follow up with him, I use many different systems, but I do like to recommend one that Emerson taught me, and he used to be a personal trainer at the gym, so it's one of my favorites. If I met Lane today, today is Sunday, that is 3-17-2024, right? I will try to follow him within the next 3 days. So when 3 days come up, I just add plus three to day one, which is today, right? And if you look at the schedule, that will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm trying to call follow-up back in 3 days. The reason why I'm doing it in 3 days, because you don't want to overwhelm the person. If you just met them, you did text them, by the way, but then you want to just follow up with them and say, hey, you know, it was nice meeting you. I met you at the networking event, or I met you wherever you met the person at, and you just say to them on the phone, then say, great. Say, what kind of work do you do? And they tell you whatever they do and stuff like that. When they finish with that, you just say to them, say, hey, I'm curious. Do you pay an electricity bill, right? You have a regular conversation, right? But towards the end of the conversation, you just tweak it by throwing in there, say, hey, I'm curious. Do you pay electricity bill? Either they're going to say what, yes or no. If they say yes, then you say, hey, I'm curious to know if you mind sending over your electricity bill to me front and back, because I have a business partner named Julia who is helping me learn how to read electricity bills. I didn't say that I was doing the electricity business. I said my business partner named Julia is helping me to look at electricity bills, to analyze them, to help me sharpen my skills. Remember, I'm taking the pressure off of myself, and I'm putting on what? My upline. So remember, your upline is very important. Whoever brought you in, whoever you know that's above them, if you don't have somebody, you need to reach out to the people who have been in the business longer than you, because they're able to help you, if that makes sense. So you want to get the bill. Even if they say no, they don't pay electricity bill, you might just say, do you know anybody else that pays electricity bill, right? Because I'm from Texas, you know anybody else in the state of Texas that pays electricity bill, right? If you're a different state that we do service, then you want to ask them, do you know anybody that pay electricity bill in Ohio, right? So you're just asking them and just trying to get to know them, but you're not forcing it down their throat, that makes sense. Also, ask people also to say, do you know anybody that want to make money in their spare time working from home? Remember, I said, do you know anybody that wants to make money in their, what's the key word, spare time working from home? If you say part-time, if you say full-time, guess what? They're going to think it's a big job. They're going to think it's a part-time 10 to 20 hours per week. You can do this in your spare time. I still have a regular full-time job, and I do this in my spare time. And I'm very successful at that because I coach people to pick the strategies that work best for them. So when you come back to them after you follow up and you ask them those type of questions, guess what? They're not going to get mad at you because why? All you're trying to do is bring value to them, but you didn't shove it down their throat. You kind of ask them indirectly, and you're just curious. Curious meaning, can I get mad at you? I mean, if they don't want to, you know, answer the question, if they don't want to, you know, cooperate, then you just move on. It's okay. Just don't take it personal if that makes sense. So another thing, I promoted to a senior consultant. That was in September 10th, 2018, and that's when I knew that serious cash is the one that you have to be focused on. So For me, the things I tell people is that you have to be open-minded. You have to reach out to your upline. You have to reach out to somebody that can help guide you, can help share their stories, help share some things that they did that worked, things that did not work. But for me, I just try to be there for my team because my team is very important to me. I remind my team that we have a I do a daily like a text message that I send out to my leadership teams, which are RSCs and SCs, and also I send out to my people that actually work in the business. So if they're serious about working the business, I send a reminder text to them just saying good morning to them, give them a nice positive affirmation, and I'm just letting them know I'm there to support them. But I do tell them when they first come on the team that I do give them three chances. So I tell them, hey, I want to invest my time in you. I would appreciate you at least respond back with a good morning, good afternoon, a good even, a thumbs up, or something like that. After three chances, if they don't respond back to me after I've been pouring myself into them, then I have to do what the energy bus say. I have to take them off the bus because that's one of the requirements. I'm pouring into them. I have almost 650 people on my team, and I have to go with the movers and shakers who's serious about working the business. That's very important to me. So the key thing for me, I will tell people, you know, in this business, you have to build the authentic relationships. You have to build a rapport with these people. But at the same time, don't shove everything down their throat. Reach out to your upline. Reach out and ask them, what did they do to help them get successful in the business? You know, 9 times out of 10, if you reach out to your upline and you have that conversation and you talk about strategies and things you can do to help you grow your business, guess what? It's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight, but at the end of the day, you have to make sure you invest time every day. I tell people on my team, if you're not investing 15 to 30 minutes every day to talk to somebody, to build a rapport, to follow with them, to basically, you know, saying just try to get the name and number, that is your goal every day because why? Everybody needs what we have out there. And to me, it's just, you know, it's a service that think about it, that, you know, people need electricity. I mean, who doesn't need electricity? You know what I mean? Like that. And look at the perks that we have. You can get free energy. You also can help them save money. You can also help them make money. But like I said, those are things that I have done with my team to be very successful. There's no right or wrong way. But like I say, you do want to reach out to your upline and reach out to the people that's actually going to help you be successful. And so those are my strategies and my tips that I wanted to share with you today on St. Patrick's Day, and I hope you got value from it. Thank you so much, Lane.
Well, I was taking a lot of notes. Thank you very much, Aldridge, AJ. I really appreciate what you shared. I was going to kind of fly over the battlefield and see if I could put bookends on what you were talking about there, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but what I heard from you is number one, you know, you've got to create an environment where you don't spill your popcorn in the lobby before the picture show, so to speak. So the goal is not to, you know, talk about energy, talk about ambit. You know, I like to say, you know, first you meet a stranger, then you make it into an acquaintance, and from an acquaintance it becomes a friend. And if you don't have a friend and you're not selling yourself and building that relationship, then you're really beating your head up against the wall. The next thing I got from you was safety in numbers, laws of averages. You know, not everything's going to work out. You're going to have to work the numbers to make it successful, but you're also not going to drag people kicking and screaming against their will through the doorway of success. In other words, your goal is not to, you know, have to use a cattle prod. You want to focus on people that are already money motivated, that are already goal directed, and you do that through the sifting process that you talked about. I do believe that the acronyms are very important in the setting the goals, especially one of the things that you covered with regards to what your upline does, which I think everybody should do, and that is the dream board, to really kind of crystallize your thinking and get your personal goals, dreams, and aspirations intact. Because without that, you really don't have the motivation to go out and do all the things that we're responsible of doing. You're not going to call on people. You're not going to, you know, learn or become somebody that is going to take the time to go out and actually prospect because you don't really have strong goals to motivate you. So that is critical. That is a critical part of the whole equation from what I hear you talking about. And I guess finally is that, you know, you have to be a student of the business. You've given us some very good reference materials to go out and purchase and get online or listen to. A lot of these are books on tape, I assume, that you can also get to internalize that information. I have a saying, through knowledge comes belief, comes enthusiasm. The reason why we're on the call tonight is to gain the knowledge that we need in order to be really having the belief in order to be enthusiastic. And I'm not talking about a fake whipped up soapbox enthusiasm. I'm talking about an enthusiasm that comes out kind of like your Superman cape that people, when they get around you, they go, I don't know what that person's selling, but I want a piece of it. And I noticed that about you, Aldridge, AJ. When you go to meetings, you always look great. You're always professionally dressed. You're always meeting and greeting. You have that outgoing, expressive personality that I think is so critical, that's magnetic, that brings people to you, and people see you that. And so the leaders, when people, you know, if you want to know what kind of leader you are, just look around and see who's following you. So I know that the people that are in your organization are very proud to have you as a leader, and I thank you so much for sharing that important information on follow-up with us tonight. Now, also don't forget your app. Because the Ambit app also allows you to be able to document and memorialize put in an environment that makes it easy for you to send out a video or send out a text or send out your website to potential customers or consultants that you have entered into your app, your Ambit app, which is absolutely critical that you use that as your kind of sidearm to help you be successful. Now, what's the great news that's on that's happening? You have almost 2 weeks left, you know, for four great promotions. You don't want to miss these opportunities now. You've got until Friday, March 25th to make the most of out of four goals, great post-kickoff promotions, 2024 promotions. That's the Ambit Ultimate Perks promotion, the Community Solar Double Play, okay, the Cab Triple Play, and the Jumpstart One Home Run. These are all fabulous bonuses, so step up to the plate and start knocking a home run. Download the flyers that are in your power zone and get to work and really take advantage of these dollars, these moolah, this dinero the company has put on the table for us all to be able to make some big bonuses coming out of kickoff 2024. I can't wait till Ambition. We're not talking about that a whole much now, but I did want to ask you, Aldridge, you've been to a lot of Ambitions, and I know it's kind of on the horizon is that mega, you know, impending event that we are going to head towards. How important is it right now for you as a leader to start thinking about and planning with your 650 people that you have in your organization to look forward towards Ambition? Can you share some tidbits and ideas or things that you might want to share with everybody?
Absolutely. So, yeah, yesterday we met as a team yesterday. It was about maybe 10 of the people that was here, and they wanted to know about Ambition. They want to know what strategy can they do right now to hit these bonuses that you said right now during kickoff. But I told them that Ambition is very important because this will be my six-year going. And for me, it's like I call it it's the Super Bowl Ambit Energy. And if you do not go to this big event, you get to meet so many people across the world. It takes place in Dallas, even people that do have to work and they cannot go maybe, you know, for, you know, 3 or 4 days. I tell them the most important days you can go is that Saturday. So if they can go in person, you know, and experience shaking hands, taking pictures, meeting different people, collaborating, and just learn as much as they can from our company, it is one big event that you don't want to miss. And I call it the Super Bowl of the year. So I told them it's very important, and let's work on our goals to see who is serious about going, because I want to take the people that actually want to do something and want to make moves in our company, and that's it.
So even though it's, you know, far off, it's important that we talk to these new people that are coming in your organization now, the newbies, to make sure, and the old ones, but the newbies especially, to start talking about Ambition where they know that it's something that's on the horizon. And another thing I think people should do when they sponsor somebody is say, hey, you know, go ahead and put aside $25 per paycheck, you know, or $50 or whatever you feel like you can, And then that way you have a war chest, so to speak, you know, to be able to have that money available for your hotels, your travel expenses, et cetera, et cetera. You think that's a great idea as well, to have them kind of piggy bank some money to where they can feel comfortable? Because you don't want to get down to the wire and then all of a sudden, you know, they're looking, oh, I can't go because of expenses, right?
Yes, we talked about that on yesterday. So that's why we plan ahead of time. We try to meet my team. I give them the option in person Tuesday, Thursday, or Saturday. And then, you know, also we have our Zoom link that's already on every Monday. And then I tell them, you got to plug in and you got to budget to where you will have all the funds available, because, like you said, it's not till August. But like you said, the time will go by quickly. So we were already planning out multiple money activities to make sure we can cover the cost of the expense to go to the Ambition. And that's very important to the team. And they were excited that we spoke about that in person on yesterday.
Aldridge Jack, Executive Consultant, thank you so much for being on the call tonight. Excellent job. Lots of really wonderful information you've shared with everybody. I do want to let everybody know that next week we have a very special guest, actually two guests that are going to be on, a dynamic duo, and that's National Consultant Ray and Salma Perez. These are the 2024 Thompson Award winners. That's the top award, by the way, in the company for leadership. It's a fabulous couple. They are absolutely dynamo. And the topics that we're going to be covering, Salma is going to be covering the importance of sponsoring power couples, the very thing that they are in your ambit business. I can't begin to tell you how important that is. Ray and myself, we're going to be covering the importance of building a bilingual business and the tools that ambit has put in place to accomplish that goal. Because I will tell you firsthand, being here over 17 years, that ambit has always understood and focused and seen the importance of the Hispanic community, and the tools that they have produced over the years have been phenomenal. There's never been a company in the history of network marketing that has the tools and the support to promote and help you develop both an English building business and a Spanish building business. Let's face it, these are two huge communities. And there's a lot of bilingual people, a lot of people that just speak Spanish, just speak English. So this is going to be a unique call, because we're actually going to kind of do some in Spanish, do some in English. And we'll also be covering, Ray and I, prospecting and, of course, identifying and sponsoring the best kind of people in your ambit business. In other words, we're looking for those big fish, so to speak. I call them blue marlins. So it'll be a special bilingual call, and done in a way that all consultants listening in will benefit both from English and Spanish. So I look forward to that call. Going to be a great call. Remember, put it down, pencil it in. That's the 24th, okay, next Sunday. Now, keep in mind, after that, the following Sunday is going to be Easter Sunday, and so we're not going to have a call then. So we're going to take a break there. But I just wanted to let everybody know, heads up, that Sunday, Easter Sunday, to be with your family and, of course, celebrate a very, very important event. So, Aldridge, thank you so much for being on the call tonight. I really appreciate it. I'm going to open up the call to let everybody do a shout-out and let them know, let you know how what a great job you did tonight. So hold on just a second, please.
Thank you, Aldridge. Awesome, awesome, awesome job.